This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I often try to think of the right thing to say, and I look for the phrases and attitudes that can help. In my study of happiness, I've learned many truths that are difficult to put into practice. One truth, we can often take the sting out of a painful conversation or difficult situation by seeing the funny side and laughing about it, though this can be easier said than done. Sometimes it's wonderful to have someone give commiseration and comfort, but sometimes it's wonderful when someone helps you laugh at a situation. Obviously, this strategy only works in certain contexts and has to be used carefully, but in the right circumstances, it can be powerful. Here are a few examples of when I successfully turned to humor. My daughter Eleanor was getting dressed for a party and she came to show me her outfit. I could tell she was feeling anxious about her appearance. I told her she looked great, but she was dissatisfied and kept asking me, "Do you think this makes me look stubby or dumpy?" I decided to turn to humor. I chanted "stubby, dumpy, and frumpy" a few times, and then we started laughing and couldn't stop. It lightened the mood. Another time, I used this on myself. I'm working on my new book about the five senses, and I gave a draft to my mother to read. My mother is a very good editor. She suggested that a particular paragraph be cut from the draft. I was telling her why I'd put it in and why I thought it should stay, and she said doubtfully, "Well, okay, but I found it confusing." And then she added almost as an afterthought, "and boring." For a moment, I felt defensive about my paragraph, and I could tell she felt bad about offering criticism. Then I said, "confusing and boring, one of the worst combos in writing." We started laughing. She felt better about giving me her edit. I was able to take in her point. And now I think of that phrase all the time when I'm editing. Poking fun at myself, making the comment into a little inside joke makes it easier to hear criticism. And the great thing about using humor is that we don't actually have to be funny. It's more a state of mind than an exercise in true wit. Sometimes warm, gentle laughter works even better than sympathy for diffusing a difficult situation. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.